Good day, friends. It's Saturday, the 2nd of May, and heading into winter, a time of change and a time to prepare for summer, preparing for new growth in life. I encourage us to sit still and prepare our hearts, waiting on the Lord to just minister to our mind and being in stillness. We pick up our story of the Exodus in chapter 18 and how Moses has met his father-in-law Jethro, and he has explained to him all of the great things that God had done, and he's been reunited with his wife and his two sons. And Jethro is visiting and watching, and he is an elder man. And here we have some advice being given to Moses, this great leader who has been profoundly directed by God, needs to listen to others. The next day, Moses took his seat. This is from verse 13. The next day, Moses took his seat to serve as judge for the people. And they stood around him from morning until evening. When his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said, "What is this you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit and judge, while all these people stand around you from morning till evening?" Moses answered him, "Because the people come to me to seek God's will. Whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and instructions." Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you, and you cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God, and bring their disputes to Him. Teach them His decrees and instructions, and show them the way they are to live and how they are to behave. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you. The simple cases they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter, because they will share it with you. If you do this, and God commands so, you will be able to stand the strain, and all these people will go home satisfied." Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. He chose capable men from all Israel and made them leaders of peoples, officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. And they served as judges for the people at all times. The difficult cases they brought to Moses, but the simple ones they decided themselves. Then Moses sent his father-in-law on his way, and Jethro returned to his own country. Well, here we see a fascinating example of delegation of responsibility, but also this notion that because Moses was the one person who walked with and talked with God, and God gave him instructions, that Moses then interpreted is that he was the only one. Now, this is a test for every leader. God does give us clear directions and instructions through his word and in ways that the Spirit speaks to our inner being, or maybe audible instruction. But he also leaves us room to make our own decisions based on his will. Not everything that we face, God makes clear what we should do. But his principles and his values and his love should permeate, and his righteousness, and in this case, a judge between issues, his will go before our minds and hearts. So those standards can be shared with others. And it's fascinating that Moses here needed Jethro to point it out to him. And Jethro says on several occasions, if it be God's will, or God, may God be with you. So there's an honor to Yahweh, or Elohim, in this phrase. So it's fascinating. How are we, and how are we as a church, or leaders especially, and myself included, confident to hand over responsibility appropriately and to rest? And I think the second thing that I pick up from here is that the people will go home satisfied. It could be that many people within the church are frustrated or unsatisfied due to decisions that haven't been shared or resolved. And that's a challenge to me and to all leaders. Not just the management of our own time, but the effect of that on others. So I wonder if there's any things that you are unsatisfied with that need resolving or bringing to people. May you do so, especially those who are elders and leaders of the body of Christ. To have officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties and tens. That's quite encouraging too, because there's different levels of ability or different skill sets that people have for the kingdom of God to function well, and especially in the body of Christ. I'm fascinated too that just because they all left Egypt and God had led them, it doesn't mean that they didn't have quarrels and issues to face on the way. And the church is no different. We have quarrels and things as families rub shoulders and work together and have different ways of functioning. May we all come to leaders of the church to resolve things appropriately and not hang on to things unnecessarily. So let me read from Proverbs 11, verses 16 to 18. A kind-hearted woman gains honor, but ruthless men gain only wealth. Those who are kind benefit themselves, but the cruel bring ruin on themselves. A wicked person earns deceptive wages, but the one who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward. Oh, amen to those. They are principles and values of God that we can all live by and instruct others in. God bless, friends. May you have an opportunity to sit still again over this weekend and be resting in the Lord.